I have always thought of poems as wild horses. You have to be on the lookout for them, part of you always awake, even when you're fast asleep. I'll hear them coming, a faint rush of air, a footstep on the threshold, a word, several words coming into my head. That's when I need to act, when I need to fetch paper, pen, pencil, and catch the words before they disappear. If I don't do this, the horse bolts, and it takes whatever gifts it was bearing with it. Catching a wild horse requires vigilance, patience, being prepared to throw out the lasso whenever it arrives. Sometimes I'm on the toilet. Sometimes I'm in bed. Sometimes I'm out walking. I can usually hold the first few words or line for an hour or two, but that's all. Although I can practice writing, I have to be ready and prepared if I want to catch a wild horse poem. Prose is different. I think of that as a shire horse, one that I can go to regularly and use to plough the field of words. It's usually there waiting for me. I go armed with tea and biscuits. The shire horse is particularly fond of biscuits. I know I am talking about me here and not the mythical muse horse, but it helps to see my writing in this way, to give it character and shape and habit. Then I can find patterns of working, discover the best ways to harness words and get them down on the page. I like being engaged with both forms of writing. One, fast as a lightning bolt. The other, slower, more considered, more regular in its pattern of turning up. The shire horse can walk from one side of the page to the other, time and again once it's started. It gets into a rhythm. For me, all writing is about rhythm, the music of the words, the way we might get them to sing, to come from the horse's mouth and squeeze themselves through ink or lead onto paper. My habits, then, are both irregular and regular. Poetry takes me in one direction, prose in another. Editing sits somewhere between the two. Whether I'm editing poetry or prose, I can keep going. I can bring words into the light and clean them off, inspect them, although I have to be careful not to kill them. Too much scrutiny and the writing can wilt and die. And if I do edit my work beyond the sphere of life, I then see it as a dead fish, lifeless, eyes all cloudy and grey. It's incredibly important to keep drafts of my work, so that if I manage to transform the horse into a dead fish, I can go back and find the horse, return to the fields where it was able to run or plod, to the places where there was air to breathe and fresh sky above. I tend to write poems by hand and prose onto the computer. At the moment, though, I'm writing a very long piece of prose by hand. It's interesting to see how nervous this makes me. I can't back it up, can't send it off to a cloud, but there's nothing like the feeling of writing onto paper and seeing my own strange scrawl range out across the page. There's something magical about it, the fact of its existence, the way it always surprises me. Writing is a habit that I'm completely addicted to. And if I'm not writing regularly, I feel as if something's wrong, as if I'm less than human. For me, there's nothing else like it in the world.